be a very important year, Tom, because as everybody knows, Derry's in Division 4 and it's not where we want to be. And we've got Tyrone in the Championship, but you know, for me, the only currency this year is getting promotion. But it won't be as easy as everybody thinks. You know, it's well documented, 4 Ulster minor final appearances, an under 20 title, a very vibrant club scene, vibrant school scene. So it all points to improvement. But the bottom line is, you've 7 league games inside a couple of months, and it's all about momentum. And it's going to be a tough battle. The tools are there to get promoted, Tom, but it's hitting the ground running, and away game to Antrim first on the 27th of January is an absolutely massive game, especially with a bit of a derby game. And Derry are the team in the league who everybody will want to beat because of, you know, they would be seen to be the strongest team in the division. So there's that aspect to it as well.
Damien McAleen back as manager into his second year. Has he made any changes?
Yeah, well, he's made one change to his management team. He has brought in Kieran Mina, a former All-Ireland under-21 and minor winner with Tyrone. He teaches in St. Columb's Jipperstown and would know a lot of the players very well through schools. So that's been the change to the management team. From a playing point of view, it's quite staggering, actually. From the match day panel that was beaten by Kildare last year, there's 15 new players that are on the panel at the moment, which means it's very hard to get continuity. But, Tom, the thing about it is this year, all the players are there from the start. Last year it was the Slantneil boys will be back and things will happen or whatever. So now this year there's a wee bit more continuity. Mark Lynch is gone, which is a huge loss experience-wise.
Mark has retired.
Yeah, he is retired. An absolute brilliant servant for Derry and a man that you would absolutely love in this situation, but he has obviously called time. James Keat and Sean Leo have stepped away.
That's Sean Leo McGoldrick, yeah.
Yeah, Sean Leo McGoldrick. And actually his brother Liam, who was a tour of strength for Coleraine. He was probably Coleraine's player of the championship for me. Him and Rory Mooney have went travelling. So there's no representatives from the county champions this year, which is a wee bit bizarre. But to balance against that, he's brought in a lot of youth. You know, Damien obviously has been there through the underage, you know, conveyor belt. So he's brought in a lot of those players into the team. There's been a few recalls. Ryan Bell and Gareth McKinnon are both back in the panel. Goalkeeper Thomas Mallon's back. He has brought in Sammy Bradley from Slantneil, has joined the panel. So there's a wee bit more experience to it this year. But for me, that's going to be the most important factor, because most people are going to look at Division 4 and think Derry's going to get out of it. It's a dogfight. 7 league games, 2 months, and the away game against Antrim, as I said, is huge. But at the end of the campaign, Derry are at home to, as far as I can remember, they're at home to Leitrim and Wexford in the last few games. So if they are in a decent situation, they're at home. You know, so hopefully maybe by that stage there could be momentum built up and that would give them a chance. But maybe. I just really hope that that Derry can start, you know, lifting out of Division 4, because I've done a few articles over this past few years about how dominant the club scene is, the school scene. You know, Derry have too much quality not to be in the second or first tier of football's, you know, ladder.